For years now, artificial intelligence experts have been warning that algorithms, a set of rules that dictate how computers analyze data, can be biased. The rules, after all, are created by humans. But a new proposal by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, could make it harder to sue banks or landlords over claims that their algorithms resulted in housing discrimination. Joining me now is Emmanuel Martinez. He's a data reporter who's covering this issue for Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, Tanya. How's it going?
Can you give us a deeper understanding of this rule that HUD is now proposing?
Yeah, so the way fair lending cases are normally brought to court is through one of two ways, a disparate treatment where a lender has to explicitly show or state that they don't want to lend to people of color, and subsequently then they don't. And the other one is a little more nuanced. It is more about disparate impact, where people can show through data and through statistics that lenders treat people of color differently, that their lending patterns reveal that people of color are less likely to get a mortgage, even though they have the same financial characteristics as their white counterparts. And so these new proposed regulations really attack the second type of fair lending cases, those that rely on disparate impact, because it relaxes the way lenders are held accountable when they use algorithms that produce a bias, a disparate impact, if you will.
Your news organization, Reveal, did an award-winning series on modern-day redlining. You analyzed 31 million records. You found that in 61 cities, people of color were more likely to be denied home loans compared to their white counterparts. Can you explain how algorithmic bias came into play in these cases that you all found?
Well, for our story, we took all lenders, right? Even if it was a lender that relied on face-to-face interactions or lenders that were more based online. But more specifically, UC Berkeley did a study right after our story a few months ago that showed that discrimination is still present when lenders rely on algorithms to make their decisions. But their bias and discrimination doesn't necessarily show up in the yes-no decision of a mortgage. What UC Berkeley's study found was that lenders who rely on algorithms are charging Black and brown borrowers higher interest rates for their mortgages, even when they have the same financial characteristics as their white counterparts. So what we're seeing here is that there's discrimination in like the face-to-face level, and there's also discrimination even when you use an algorithm to make your lending decisions. Lenders can still treat people of color differently and charge them higher rates.
You spoke with an expert in this space who said this may not be a negative thing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So the way people in the technology world are viewing it is that eliminating bias and eliminating discrimination is nearly impossible to do. And so algorithms may not necessarily eliminate all types of discrimination, eliminate all types of bias. And so these proposed regulations that don't hold lenders accountable for algorithms that produce a bias, that produce a discriminatory effect, take that into account.
This all feels confusing because HUD Secretary Ben Carson just released a statement said that this is intended to increase legal clarity and promote the production and availability of housing in all areas, and they take instances of discrimination against people very seriously. And yet, it has already been proven that algorithmic bias is a real thing. Why do you think they're doing this?
These changes that HUD is proposing are very parallel in terms of what the Trump administration has already done in terms of housing. There are a lot of rollbacks in terms of what lenders need to report to the federal government when it comes to lending cases or lending mortgage applications. And we reported back in May how HUD was thinking about changing this disparate impact rule. So this kind of furthers that narrative of how the Trump administration is making it harder for people to access home ownership on an equal playing field.
Lawyers and civil rights organizations probably will challenge this in a big way, I'm guessing.
None of the housing advocates that we have spoken to, none of them are going to sit by. They're gearing up for a fight here because they feel that discrimination is going to get much easier and that people won't have equal access to home ownership or housing, right? And this comes at a time when the gap between Black and white home ownership is at its most widest that it's ever been.
How will this impact potentially lawsuits that are already out there, that are in the courts? There's one in Connecticut, for instance. A real estate firm is being sued for allegedly using a biased algorithm as part of tenant screening services to weed out criminal records. That's now going through the courts. This could potentially change the course of that outcome of that lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an example of a case that may no longer be brought forward to courts because of how that algorithm or the alleged way that algorithm makes its decision. And one of the variables that it takes into account is criminal records. And the people who brought that case say that in Connecticut and in the country in general is that people who have criminal records, and if that's a variable that you're assessing, well, it's going to disproportionately impact Black and brown people.
What's the next step? HUD says it's now public record and they're waiting for over 60 days for folks to be able to weigh in. And then what happens next?
Yeah, so lenders, any housing provider, any housing advocate, anyone who works in fair lending cases can go to HUD, their website, and make comments on these proposed regulations in terms of how they agree with these changes, why they don't agree with these changes. And then HUD collects all those comments, reads through them, and then proposes their changes.
Emmanuel Martinez is a data reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.